Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse, where the teams are in front of their benches. Final instructions before the second half begins. I'm Chris Conley, Everest boys leading Marshfield 35-29. And Marshfield will get the ball to start the second half. This message: there are two kinds of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see a student being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from our sister station WIFC and Cloverbelt Credit Union, Kosurik Automotives, and this Midwest Communication Station. Same starting five as the Evergreens began the game with: Ethan Ostrowski, Jake Broadhaken, Brian Hallenbach, Alex Studeman, and Zion Turner. Eavesdropping just to my right of the WDLB broadcast, Gene Delisio calls the games back home for the Tiger fans, and he just shared an interesting point that I will share with you, too. Play is back in to start the second half. Tigers are in first place, but only by a half game over Stevens Point and Merrill. A loss here drops the Tigers from first place to third place. So the Tigers need to turn this second half around. Evergreen's looking to hold on and put a loss on the first-place team in the conference. Tigers open the second half by putting the ball down in the corner. Broadhaken tried to gather that in. Broadhaken couldn't grab it. It's out of bounds on Big Jake, and the Tigers will have the ball back. Opening series of the second half, Preston Wagner now off a screen. Postolik, who's been quiet since hitting his opening three, had only 3 points, almost trapped there in the corner, almost turned over. Back out to Postolik, double-team him. They go back out to Tommy Olsen, who hit a couple of threes late in the half. Back out to Medverton. Wow, bodied off there by Broadhaken, goes back out. Three ball in the air, good by Isaac. That's Tommy Olsen. Olsen hits the three at a six-point lead, takes a haircut to a three-point lead. Marshfield comes out with a three, their eighth of the game. Hallenbach gives it over to Zion Turner. Turner, 14 in the first half, dribbles in, almost threw it into the backcourt. Siebertson saves it just before the half-court line. Back to Zion Turner. Turner looks to drive in. Extra pass to Hallenbach, who reverses at the rim and scores. Zion Turner, for all the scoring he does for the Evergreen, Z dishes out a lot of assists, too. What a great teammate. Five-point lead for the Evergreens. Wagner gives it to Medverton in the corner. Broadhaken comes out to guard him. Goes back out, open for a three. It's in the air from Preston Wagner. It's good. Marshfield hits their first threes from behind the arc. Evergreens all the way down to Hallenbach. A lot of contact not called. Hallenbach scores at the rim on a long outlet pass to beat the full court pressure. But Marshfield gets threes to the Evergreens' twos, and it's a four-point game now, 39-35. Isaac Medverton. Again, the Evergreens have to be careful here because Marshfield is heating up from behind the arc. Wagner faked the three, and Ostrowski flashes out to guard him. Rotation play for Olsen, almost had the ball lost, picked up and saved there. Studeman's in the neighborhood for some defense, picked up the dribble. There is Medverton. This doesn't look like such a good offensive set for Marshfield. They've hit the threes, now driving in, extra pass. Thinking about that three is Olsen. Did Olsen shuffle his feet there? No call. Olsen drives in and scores. Marshfield opens the second half 8-4, outscoring the Evergreens. It's a two-point game. The Evergreens need to have an answer here. Studeman, guarded closely by Olsen, gets it over to Zion Turner. Turner, a little bit of separation, foul line, fading backwards. Good! Zion Turner's feeling it. 41-37. So each time the Tigers have scored in the second half, the Evergreens have answered with points of their own. Again, sometimes trading threes for twos. Medverton has Broadhaken coming out to guard him. Lost the ball there. Had a little bit of contact, stolen by Hallenbach, who splits defenders to the rim, scores. Hallenbach has a quick 6 points in the second half. 43-37. It is back to the six-point lead from when the half began. Keaton Edwards comes in. Hallenbach reached in. Ball's loose. Marshfield recovers. Back out for a three. Bowman, good. Brant Bowman. It was almost a turnover. So just like that, boy, the Tigers, no quit in them. Evergreens get it back up to six. Tigers hit a three, and it's back to three. Zion Turner tried to get that down. Low pass is stolen. Goes back out to Bowman. Three, which would tie the game. It's good. A three off a turnover. One, two, three, four threes in the second half for the Tigers, and the game is tied. Broadhaken, three in the corner. Good! Broadhaken with the answer. What a big knock back for the Evergreens. 46-43. The Tigers battle it all the way back to tie, and Broadhagen hits from his spot. Three from the corner for the Tigers. Bowman too strong. Studeman gets the rebound. Broadhagen, when he graduates, should put his initials right there in that spot. He hits from the corner there all the time. Zion Turner fade back three, round and out, no good. Preston Wagner with the rebound. Marshfield trailing by three, they get the ball, driving to the rim, stripped by Zion to by Hallenbeck. Wow, that's a late foul, and they're going to say he was shooting too? Wow. I think the foul may have been clear, and he sure wasn't shooting. And both of those little calls go against the Evergreens, and Brian Hallenbeck has picked up his, you call this on Studeman? Yeah, it's Studeman's second foul. And the first free throw from Tommy Olsen is no good, right off the back bracket. Basketball is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue in Wausau. Stop it at Baseman's for all your footwear needs. A great selection of Timberland, Lacrosse, and Rocky boots. Baseman Shoe and Clothing, trusted name for 80 years. The second free throw is a miss, too. So what I thought was a bad call doesn't hurt the Evergreens after two free throws that don't go down for the Tigers. Evergreens have the ball and a 46-43 lead. 13.5 to play in the game. Here's Hallenbeck out near the center circle. Over to Keaton Edwards, who is indeed in. Edwards was a big presence for the Evergreens in the first half. Goes across to Zion Turner. Turner fakes the three, drives in traffic to Studeman. Corner, three, partially blocked. Blocked there by Preston Wagner. Evergreen's Keaton Edwards gets the loose ball back to Ostrowski for a three. Down it goes. Ethan Ostrowski. 49-43. 6-point lead at halftime. 6-point lead again now. 13 minutes to play. See if Marshfield has an answer. Like two heavyweight prize fighters. Back and forth we go. Preston Wagner's three. Good. Marshfield's got five threes in the second half. All the way coast to coast. Zion Turner to the rack. Scores! And he's fouled! Long outlet pass to beat the full court pressure. And Zion Turner is just down there all alone, one-on-one. And Zion Turner scores and gets himself to the free throw line. Brant Bowman gets called for the foul. That is his second. See if Zion Turner can complete the traditional three-point play. His team's up by five. His team's up by six. Marshfield brings it back up. You know, every time the Evergreens have gotten this lead back to six, the Tigers have scored. Can the Evergreens get a couple of defensive stops? Here's Tommy Olsen. And the Tigers, again, what worries you about this? Much better from behind the arc. Inside, Brant Bowman off the glass from 10 feet. Scores. He intended to do that. No lucky kiss there. 52-48. Keaton Edwards down low, got Bowman on him, size mismatch. Keaton Edwards is fading backwards, and he misses. Keaton's got to realize when you're bigger and stronger, you lean in instead of out. Ball's almost tipped in the front court. Marshfield's got it back, stripped off of Ostrowski, who got a hand in there and wrenched it free from one of the Tiger players. It's Anthony Postlick, who almost lost the handle. Tigers will inbound underneath. Evergreens by four. Marshfield almost threw that to the backcourt. Medverton had to track back. Goes down low to Bowman. Got a whistle. Got a foul. This is going to be a push as the entry pass came in down low. Foul on the Evergreens coming up here. Foul is on Zion Turner. It is only Zion's second, and it is the team's second foul. Tigers inbound underneath. Into the corner. Now an extra pass here. Keaton Edwards providing the defense and in from Isaac Medverton. Medverton's first points. 52-50. Ostrowski now to Studeman, who drives in the lane and hangs and scores. Wow, they played Studeman soft. Actually, he shed his player on that rub, and Studeman floats through the lane and gets it in. 54-50. As Marshfield won't go away, every time Marshfield gets closer, the Evergreens have an answer. Here's a fadeaway three from two steps behind, and it's good for Tommy Olsen. It's a one-point game. 54-53. Marshfield's killing the Evergreens from behind the arc. Keaton Edwards down low. Extra pass to Ostrowski on the weak side. Scores. Evergreens get points inside. But it is now just a three-point lead with 11.5 to go. The Tigers could tie this thing up on a three. They got it tied once earlier in the second half. It's in Brant Bowman's hands. Bowman bouncing down low. This is Medverton, makes an extra pass, lost it, got him back himself, and Medverton scores over Keaton Edwards. Evergreens long out the pass down low, it's stolen, got a whistle, got a foul on a loose ball, it's against the Evergreens. Tigers are within one, and they're going to get the ball back. Or are they going to say that ball just went out of bounds? No, there's a foul on the Evergreens coming up here. And it is on Cade Sievertson, his first. So the Evergreens' 56-55 lead seems precarious here. Marshfield, just night and day, a better outside shooting team since the late stages of the first half, and that's carried over into the second half. Tigers have been shooting the lights out. Can the Evergreens weather this storm? And Verdon fakes the three, goes back to Olsen, who's been blistering hot, almost threw the ball away. Brant Bowman comes up to save it, almost thrown into the bench. Bowman on Zion Turner, settles for an impossible two, and he hits it. Wow, that's a gamer shot for Bowman. He's on the move in the air and squared up his shoulders and got it. Zion Turner just stripped out of bounds. That's off Zion Turner. Marshfield takes the lead, and the Evergreens have turned the ball over on their last two possessions. Does Rocky Bolden want a timeout here? No. Evergreens will play through it. It's now the Tigers by one, 57-56. What you don't like either is the Evergreens have not been careful with the ball the last couple of sequences. Corey Korth lets a long three go, no good. Zion Turner, three on two. Turner to Studeman to the rim, scores. Zion Turner with another assist to Studeman, who now has nine. And the Evergreens retake the lead, 58-57. Brian Hallenbach, who had been on the bench for a short break, is coming back in. Postolik has the ball for Marshfield to the corner, Medverdin. Lots of players on this Tiger team can hit here. On the switch off, Medverdin to the rim, he's fouled, and he scores. Believe they're going to get Keaton Edwards on a reach in here. Keaton Edwards was playing defense with his hands and not with his feet, and he gets whistled for it. Let's see, they're going to call this on Ostrowski instead. Medverdin scores and will get a chance to complete the three-point play. The basket gives the lead back to Marshfield, 59-58. And a free throw coming here, and it is good. Tigers by two. 10 minutes to decide this one. Back and forth we go. Although, to be honest, the momentum's been with the black and orange of the Tigers right now. Studeman has it for the Evergreens, goes cross-court trying to set up Cade Sievertson. Sievertson off a screen, three ball in the air, good! The Evergreens take the lead back. Cade Sievertson strokes the cord, 61-60. Back and forth we go. Let's see if the Tigers have an answer. 9.5 to decide this one. Medverdin again, Keaton Edwards out to guard him behind the arc. Medverdin splits defenders, Keaton Edwards blocked him. Oh, that was clean up high. They're going to say that Keaton Edwards bodied him down low. Two free throws coming up here. Everest bench hates that call. That was a clean block up top. I mean, I guess if you're going to be touchy, Keaton Edwards probably bodied him up. Keaton Edwards called for his second. Marshfield gets two free throws, the first of which ties the game. And it's good for Medverdin, who now has 8 points all in the second half. 61-61, and the Tigers have one more free throw in hand, and that one's good, too. Marshfield will take a timeout. Evergreens led by six at halftime, but it's the Tigers by one now, 62-61, with 9.5 to play in the game. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Drive.
You either have it or you don't. If you have it, then Midwest Communications would like to talk to you about becoming a sales representative for our group of radio stations in central Wisconsin. Cash bonuses and performance incentives are yours for the taking, and medical, dental, life, and 401k plans are offered as well. Previous media sales experience and, most importantly, drive is required. To apply, email your resume and cover letter to bob.young@mwcradio.com. Please, no phone calls. Midwest Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Fox Sports Radio.
The Evergreens have the ball after the timeout. Marshfield has hit six threes since halftime and has retaken the lead, 62-61. But Evergreens have the ball. Zion Turner for a three, another lead change coming round and out, no good. Sievertson tries to bang that rebound off the glass. Tigers come away with it. Evergreens are back on defense, and Marshfield will back this out and play this in a half-court set. Medverdin off a screen. Keaton Edwards comes out to guard him. Wow, Medverdin looked like he stepped out of bounds. Instead, it's out of bounds off the Evergreens. Marshfield will keep the ball. Right at 9 minutes to play in the game, and the Tigers will inbound underneath their own basket with a 62-61 lead. It's inbound along the baseline to Postolik. Hallenbach is out guarding him. Gives it over to Wagner. Wagner got hot for a few moments, almost knocked away there by Sievertson. Wagner retains possession. Sievertson's out playing very tight defense and hands it over to Postlick with Hallenbeck on him. Tigers post up high, driving through the lane as Postlick got a whistle, got a foul. It's a miss at the rim. Free throws are coming up here for the Tigers, I think. Basketball is sponsored by the Brainerd Funeral Home, here to help celebrate, honor, and pay tribute to your loved one. The Brainerd Funeral Home, proud sponsor of local high school sports. Brian Hallenbeck has been called for his first foul. But look at this. The Evergreens now have six team fouls on them, so Marshfield goes into the bonus on the next whistle. The Tigers have only one foul called against them in the second half. Tigers by one, now Tigers by two as Anthony Postlick hits the first free throw. One more coming up here. Got them both. Tigers by three, 64-61. Marshfield puts on the full court pressure again. Zion Turner brings it up. Evergreens have Hallenbeck back in along with Sievertson, Studeman, and Keaton Edwards. That's the five on the floor here. Hallenbeck looks to drive in, cut off at the free throw line, turns his back to the basket, picks up his dribble to Zion Turner off the dribble to Keaton Edwards' baseline, passes it up. Hallenbeck straight on three, open, good! Tie game. Hallenbeck shook free from his man moving without the ball. We've got a shiny new one, 64-64, and 8 minutes to break this deadlock. Tigers open for a three. Medverdin, wow, they played him soft. No one came out to guard him, and Medverdin scores. He's got 12 points all in the second half. Tigers back up by three. Studeman, a three-point threat, played him soft too, but now they close on him, and Sievertson's got the ball now. Sievertson looks to drive in. Sievertson, extra pass to Keaton Edwards. Left hand up and in for Keaton Edwards. Tigers lead trimmed to one. 7:40 to play in the game. Tigers bring it up. Evergreens pick up man-to-man on Medverdin. Bounces outside the low blocks. Olsen got Zion Turner on him. Goes back out. Medverdin left alone for a three again. That one's soft. Up for the rebound, Cade Sievertson. Big vertical for Cade there. He's the shorter player underneath, and he outleapt the Tigers to get that rebound. 67-66, Evergreens by one. They have the ball. Keaton Edwards outside the low blocks. Back out, Sievertson, three ball off the back bracket. No good. You can tell it was offline as soon as it left his hands. Tigers get the rebound. Preston Postlick, long pass, almost stolen back by the Evergreens. Knocked out of bounds off Sievertson. Tigers will keep the ball. They'll inbound right in front of their own bench. 7:06 to play in the game. Tigers 67, Evergreens 66, and Marshfield has the ball. And Marshfield's a pretty good free-throw shooting team. They go into the bonus. And the Tigers have had only one foul whistled against them. Medverdin looks to drive in, double-team. Gives it back to Postlick. Keaton Edwards. Well, Postlick, that's got to be a double dribble, and it's not called. Postlick lost the ball, didn't touch anyone else. Ball's out of bounds off the Evergreens. Wow. Postlick lost the handle, and no one else touched it and picked it back up. That's a huge no-call that lets the Tigers keep the ball here at 6:49 to play. Goes into Medverdin, baseline three, Preston Wagner, and down it goes. Tigers are smoking from behind the three-point arc, 70-66. This is the first time in the second half that the Tigers have been up by two possessions. Hallenbeck with his dribble. Gives it back out to Sievertson. Here's Zion Turner off a screen. Turner picks up his dribble and goes back out. And a three from Studeman. No good. Ball's loose. Tigers pick it up. Studeman back bracketed it. Tigers coming back the other way, leading by six to the rim. Olsen had it lost for a moment. Goes all the way back out. Almost stolen. Got to have a foul on Hallenbeck. This is a 1-1. Yeah, the whistles have not been even here in the second half. Marshfield's going to the free throw line on that reach-in. It is only Hallenbeck's second. But again, the Tigers are going to be shooting a lot of free throws, and the Evergreens are not particularly close. Another advantage here for the visitors, who have built a four-point lead. It's live on a miss. And the Evergreens get the rebound. It's a miss from Postlick. You know what? A lot of players were not aware that that was a 1-1. They were standing around after that free throw was missed. Hallenbeck finally recognized and came. Evergreens have the ball. 6 minutes left in the ball game. Zion Turner over to Hallenbeck. Evergreens operate half court here. Hallenbeck back to Zion Turner. Marshfield settled into his zone here. And this is to the corner. Sievertson thought about, Studeman thought about that. Evergreens entry pass, a foul on Keaton Edwards. Tigers, a foul against Keaton Edwards, beg your pardon. That's Tommy Olsen. You know what? I love that matchup. Keaton's a bigger player than Olsen. Bring the ball down low there. Foul is on, beg your pardon, Preston Wagner to Zion Turner. Three ball, good off the inbounds pass. Zion from straight on. Zion Turner up to 22. 70-69, back to a one-point game. Tigers have the ball. Postelic thought about the answer, bounces it down low. Medverton's got Keaton Edwards on him. Yeah, Marshfield wants the bigger player there. That stripped. Oh, it's going to be a reach-in on Hallenbeck. I don't know about that. Medverton was trying to make a pass to Postelic, who was trying to move through the lane. They're going to call a reach-in on the Evergreens. Hallenbeck has just picked up his third foul. 1-1. Postelic missed the front end a minute ago. Gets a chance at redemption here. It is a make. Two-point lead for the Tigers. Basketball is brought to you by Intercity State Bank. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Both free throws are good. Back to a three-point lead for the Tigers, 72-69. Evergreens need an answer. Hallenbeck thought about the three. They collapse around him. Goes back out. Sievertson, game-tying three, is round and out. No good. Tigers get the rebound. And going to have a quick timeout here taken by the Tigers. 5:10 left in the game. We're going to go down to crunch time very quickly here. The Tigers have the ball, and they lead 72-69. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. This has been a very entertaining high school basketball game. If you think, oh, well, the Tigers have momentum, well, they do. But I would tell you this. The Evergreens have several games from earlier in the season where they've been down by one or two possessions and have come back and won. Chippewa Falls, Toma, the first meeting between the Evergreens and Wausau East. So the Evergreens have this kind of game in their DNA and have come back to win. Tigers have the ball out of the timeout, leading 72-69. I'm Chris Conley. Strap yourself down for this one. Feels like a game that's going to come right down to the wire. Tigers bounce this over. Anthony Postelic over to Medverton. Tigers look like they're being deliberate, looking for a good shot. Medverton almost stolen by Zion Turner. It's loose. That ball's out of bounds. How could that not be called? He had that ball right on the end line, and the Tigers still have it. My goodness. Back out for a three. He's going to hit this. Yeah. Boy, a no call, and Isaac Medverton kills the Evergreens with that three. That ball was out of bounds down low, and there was no whistle. My goodness. Got an official right there along the baseline. That ball, clear as day, was on the end line, and the Tigers recover it, get it back out, and hit a three. They're up by six now. Cade Sievertson's got the ball for the Evergreens. Bounce to the corner for the Evergreens, Keaton Edwards. The Evergreens really don't want to fall further behind. There's 4 minutes left in the game. Zion Turner, step back, three high, arcing a miss, and Medverton gets the rebound. The Tigers can really take a big step towards winning this game if they get a basket here. 3:50 to play. The Tigers have opened up a six-point lead, and they've got the ball here. Get it over to Bowman. Bowman now over to Postelic. Hallenbeck is guarding him, and the Tigers are going to be patient. A foul puts the Tigers on the free throw line, a 1-1. Looking to drive in, cut off there by Sievertson, gives it back out to Medverton. Yeah, the Tigers are going to bleed this clock a little bit. Medverton drives in. He's fouled by Keaton Edwards, and he scores. Tigers are just making a few more plays on the Evergreens down the stretch, and it's noticeable. Keaton Edwards is called for his third. This will be a free throw to complete a three-point play. Marshfield now goes into the double bonus for the final 3.5 minutes of the game. The free throw is good. Medverton has come on in the second half. It's a 9-point game now, 78-69. Do the Evergreens have an answer? There is time left. It's just the Evergreens cannot afford empty trips. Studeman fakes the three. Evergreens have cooled off from behind the three-point arc while the Tigers have heated up. Zion Turner tried to force it into Hallebeck, knocked away. Turner gets it back to Studeman, who fakes the three, goes to Keaton Edwards down low, who scores. But again, that's a three on the other end to a two for the Evergreens. 78-71. Evergreens are going to pick up some full-court pressure defense. Medverdin brings it up. Now under 3 minutes to play. Almost stolen by Siebertson. Ball's loose. Tigers pick it back up. Brant Bowman. Bowman lost it into the backcourt. It was tipped into the backcourt. No backcourt violation. 2:35 left in the game. On the overplay, driving to the rim, missing. No call. Evergreen's got a break there. Three on three coming back. Hallenbach spins to the rim. Underneath, he missed. That's a good no call. The Everest bench thought Hallenbach was fouled. He was not. Both teams miss at the rim. Evergreen's needed points. That amounts to an empty trip off a Tiger stop. Yikes. Here's Preston Wagner. Siebertson tried to knock that away. Wagner to the rim, blocked by Keaton Edwards, and Studeman gets it all the way ahead to Siebertson, almost out of bounds. Siebertson saves it and goes back to Zion Turner. Evergreens under 2 minutes to play. Zion Turner to the rim, hanging off the back bracket, no good, out of bounds. Going to call a foul on Zion Turner. He's over the back, battling for that loose ball. Zion Turner tried to hang in the lane and tried to just arc that shot up and missed it off the back rim. I mean, you've got to sell out on loose balls there, and Zion Turner committed a foul. Double bonus. Medverdin, who's 4-for-4, is going to shoot two free throws in a 7-point game. There's 2 minutes left in this one. So a couple of things look like they're against the Evergreens right now. Isaac is 4-for-4 from the free throw line. He's got 15 points, all of them in the second half. And now he has 16. This has been an impressive second half comeback for the Tigers. Look completely worthy of being the first place team in the conference. Second free throw is good. Evergreens will take a timeout. Do the Evergreens have a last gasp in them? They trail 80-71, 1:58 left in the ballgame. They'll keep it right here. Evergreens led by 6 at halftime. They got the lead back up to 6 twice in the second half. Marshfield's outside shooting, which was kind of off through the mid-stages of the first half, has been on in the moments before halftime and in this second half, you betcha. Marshfield's got 9 threes in the second half here. And when the Evergreens and Tigers played over at their place earlier in the season, Marshfield was cold that night from the outside. I mean, again, you know, Marshfield is playing hot. They're on a 7-game winning streak, likely now to be bumped up to 8. You just wonder, you know, how does Marshfield play in state? Well, they're a team that feasts or has a famine on the outside. Evergreens will have the ball out of the timeout. But the clock wears the black and orange of the Marshfield Tigers here. They lead by 8, and it's getting late. 1:57, 56, 55. Clock's moving. Evergreens have the ball into the front court. Studeman gets it over to Cade Siebertson. They want Siebertson in as an outside shooter. Marshfield again settles into this zone. They were man-to-man earlier. They had some pressure on in the first half. Now the Evergreens got to shoot over this. The Evergreens are taking way too much time. To the Evergreens driving in, hanging and missing at the rim was Alex Studeman. Tigers get the ball. The Tigers are going to win this thing. Gets it over to Isaac Medverdin. The Evergreens were cold down the stretch of this game. The Tigers just a little bit better. Tigers pass down low to Medverdin, to Tommy Olsen, who scores. For the first time, the Tigers are up by 11. In fact, this is the biggest lead for either of these teams, and it comes at the 1:15 mark. Out for a three, Siebertson rounding out, no good. Hallenbeck, offensive rebound, scores. The Evergreens do not take a timeout here. 104, 103, 102, Marshfield inbounds. Full court pressure, the Evergreens commit a foul. It's 82-73, and the Tigers will walk down to the other end, and Tommy Olsen is going to shoot two free throws. There's exactly a minute left in the game. If Marshfield hits their free throws, they will close out the Evergreens and will solidify their lead in first place. Olsen's first free throw is no good. Olsen is the one the Evergreens will want to foul down the stretch. He's now 0 for 3 from the free throw line. Olsen's a senior. Second one is good, so he's 1 of 4 from the stripe. ...82-73. Zion Turner brings the ball up to Keaton Edwards, who was between his legs for a moment. Back out to Hallenbeck. 52-51-50. Sievertson to the corner, faking that three. Got to reach and got a foul here on Studeman. Studeman was driving to the basket. He was fouled there by Isaac Medverton. It is only the Tigers' third team foul in the second half. And only 47 seconds left. It is, beg your pardon, the free throw that was good was late being posted on the scoreboard. It's 83-73, Tigers by 10. Evergreens inbound underneath their own basket. Hallenbeck gets it into Keaton Edwards, back out. Zion Turner, three, good. The Evergreens will take a timeout. Zion Turner's three gets the Evergreens within seven. Only 2 seconds came off the clock on the inbounds play. 43 seconds left in the game, and the new score is 83-76. Evergreens really have to play this for a steal or some kind of stop here. Again, we are going to have a very quick post-game show. We're going to drive from here to Stevens Point and bring you DC Everest hockey against Spash tonight. Game starts at 7:30 from KB Willett Arena, so we're doing double duty tonight. This one's going to go down hard if the Evergreens lose here. The Evergreens led by 10 in the first half, led by 6 at halftime. The difference here has been Marshfield's blazing three-point shooting in the second half. And the Evergreens from the outside have been cold in the second half. Tigers have the ball out of the timeout. Full court pressure. Marshfield has to go the length of the court, almost a 5-second violation. Inbounded at half court to Brant Bowman. Bowman lost the ball, goes out of bounds. That should be the Evergreens' ball. It is. It's Everest's ball. The Marshfield coach is holding the ball, trying to lobby the other way. It's Everest ball. Poked away from behind. The Marshfield player. You know what? The Marshfield coach, this is bad officiating, because the official closest to it had this ball called, and now the outside official who had the Marshfield coach pointing at him is now huddling up all three of the officials. You can't change this call in this spot. The official closest to it signaled Everest ball, and now they are indeed staying with Everest ball. I mean, you can't have the opposing coach in the ear of the other official who then conferences and changes. It doesn't work that way. Register on K Street if you want a lobby like that. Hallenbeck now over to the corner. Studeman, baseline three. It's good. Do the Evergreens want another timeout? They do. The Evergreens have hit back-to-back threes, and there's a little sign of life here. The basket goes down there for Studeman. And it's 83-79. Look at this. The Evergreens are within four. Back-to-back threes. So 32 seconds left in the game. The Tigers will have to inbound. The Evergreens will again play for a steal. A three from Zion Turner, and then a three from Studeman? Yes, that was Studeman's three. And we will reach for the whiteout and correct our official Fox Sports Radio scoreboard card. Tigers are already out of their huddle. Again, if the Evergreens want a foul here, it would be a double bonus. Tommy Olsen is still on the floor. He's been the coldest of the free throw shooters, 1 for 4. Anthony Postolik missed the front end of a 1-1 earlier in the half. Tigers have the ball in play, struggling to get this ball in. They get it into Medverton. Evergreen still playing for a steal, under 30 seconds now. Medverton picked up his dribble. Looks like he traveled. His ball's tied up. The arrow points to Marshfield. No, we're going to have a foul on the Evergreens. Wow, the Evergreens double-teamed with Hallenbeck and Sievertson. The Tigers player went down to his knees, and this is a bailout foul. Wow. The other possible call there was a tie-up, and the arrow was going to point to the Tigers anyway. 25 seconds left in the game. Sievertson's been called for the foul. Medverton is a perfect 6-for-6 from the free throw line, so probably the guy the Evergreens didn't want. He misses the first. On a miss here, the rebound is critical. There are 25 seconds left in the game. Marshfield up by four. Marshfield missed that one. Keaton Edwards gets the rebound. Things just got interesting. Long cross-court pass to Zion Turner. Out of bounds. It's turned over. Zion Turner was trying to get it to Studeman. It was a pass down at Studeman's feet, and it's turned over. Maybe one mistake too many for the Evergreens with 20 seconds left in the game. Inbounded into the corner. It's in Postelic's hands. He slips through. Clock still running down. 13-12. Almost stolen. Marshall, now the foul comes with 10 seconds left in the game. Marshfield just took the clock down from 20 to 10 before the Evergreens committed the foul. Preston Wagner is 2 of 3, and he's going to get these two free throws. Boy, but Marshfield left the door open with two free throw misses from Midverton, but the Evergreens turned it over afterwards. Wagner with a make, and it's a 5-point lead. Evergreens need to come down quickly because they need the ball twice. He got both of his free throws. It's a 6-point lead, 10 seconds left. Hallenbeck quickly to the front court. Clock's moving again, 7-6. Sievertson, 3, no good. And Marshfield gets the rebound. That's going to do it. The Tigers will defeat the Evergreens. Congratulations to the first place Marshfield Tigers. That's a hard-fought win for Marshfield. Marshfield is a deserving winner. The Tigers did make more plays down the stretch and in the second half of this game. The Tigers continue to stay in first place, beating the Evergreens 85-76. Back to recap in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Whether it's a sprain, muscle strain, or fracture, your care is always first priority at Bone & Joint. Now you can visit Bone & Joint Walk-In Care in Wausau before or after work and all day on Saturdays. No appointments or referral needed. Just walk in and an orthopedic provider will see you. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care in Wausau is open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 4:30 p.m. Bone & Joint, 50 years of keeping lives in motion. Visit bonejoint.net for more info.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer 4 quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
Even if you're a big-time basketball fan, there might be a few facts about the game you don't know. Like, did you know that the first hoops were actually peach baskets? Or that a warm basketball is bouncier than a cold one? Or that players could run as much as 4 miles during a game? Well, here's another fact you might not know that's actually really helpful if you need to buy a car. TrueCar also helps people get used cars. That's right. TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience whether you buy new or used. And with TrueCar, users can see what others paid so they know if they're getting a good deal before buying. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
WRIG Schofield Wausau and W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. In this afternoon, boys basketball game, the Evergreens go down hard. They fall to the Marshfield Tigers 85-76. The Tigers put up 56 points in the second half to defeat the Evergreens by six. Everest led by 6 points at halftime. I'm Chris Conley. The Evergreens were led by Zion Turner with 25 points. 14 for Alex Studeman, 13 for Brian Hallenbeck, 10 for Keaton Edwards, 9 for Cade Sievertson, 5 for Ethan Ostrowski, and 2 for Jake Broadhagen. Tigers had only 5 scorers in the scorers column, led by Brant Bowman's 26. Isaac Medverdin had 20 points. They all came in the second half. 18 for Preston Wagner, 14 for Tommy Olson, and 4 for Anthony Postolik. The Tigers in this game, who again feasted behind the three-point line, had 15 threes in the game to the Evergreens 10. Marshfield just was the better outside shooting team for the entire second half. And down the stretch, the Tigers just made more plays than the Evergreens did. The Evergreens were a worthy opponent today, but the Tigers on this Saturday afternoon were the better team. The Tigers stay in first place. They are 9-2 in league play and are 13-4 overall. With this defeat, the Evergreens' three-game in-conference winning streak comes to an end. They're down to 6-5 in Valley Conference play in fourth place, and the Evergreens fall to 13-6 overall. The Evergreens have one more conference game remaining. It's at home against Merrill, a team that beat them earlier in the season. Merrill is in a second-place tie right now with Stevens Point. Join us tonight, 7:30, D.C. Everest Hockey at Stevens Point against Spash. We'll have that game for you right here at Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. So we'll pack things up quickly, drive down to the KB Willett Arena, and we'll talk to you about 2.5 hours from now. Again, 25 for Zion Turner for the Evergreens, not enough. Marshfield, strong down the stretch to beat the Evergreens. The final score is 85-79. That wraps up our boys' basketball coverage. You've been listening to D.C. Everest Sports on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Till 7:30 tonight, good afternoon, everybody.
You've been listening to D.C. Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Coverage of Everest Basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Tlusty, Kennedy & Dirks Law Firm, Bone & Joint Center, Country Fresh Meats, DeVorney Orthodontics, Intercity State Bank, Abra Auto Body, Red Clover Market, Baseman Shoe & Clothing, and Brainerd Funeral Home. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.